The year is 1618. Tensions are running high throughout the Holy Roman Empire, as the stage was being set for one of the largest military confrontations in human history up to this point. The elderly Holy Roman Emperor, Matthias, eager to maintain the hold Catholicism had in the empire, sought to unify the crowns of the empire and the Kingdom of Bohemia. However, elements of the ruling class in Bohemia select the Protestant ruler of the Palatinate as their monarch instead, leading to representatives of Emperor Matthias to be thrown from a high window in an event known as the Defenestration of Prague. Defenestration? Oh, that is a funny word, isn't it? Defenestration. Like, it sounds almost like you're castrating Venice or something like that. So is Protestant. Protestant. Like an ant that is so smart that it loves tests. And now I want to watch Ant-Man again. God, Paul Rudd is the best, the best. And the dude never ages. He is timeless, like Keanu. Ooh, are those Doritos in the booth?
Let's just keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry. I sort of wasn't expecting to have to record this today. I may be a little high. I had a big brownie. And it was very good. It was so good. Like, oh my god, I can't believe how good it was. Oh no. Oh no. I think my wife might have put some of those brownies into our kids. Our children's lunches. Oh shit. I mean, how much trouble could they get into? It's not like they're operating heavy machinery. At least, I hope. I don't know what they teach them. How long is this script again? 30 years? I mean, if you're paying me for that, I guess. Oh, that's how long the war was. Who is Gustav Adolphus? Is he related to Hitler? Because if he is...
No.
Good. Don't want to have anything to do with that stuff. But there sure are a lot of characters in this. Hey, do you want to watch Infinity War? I mean, there are a lot of characters in that too. Okay, focus. I can do this. Yeah, right. But these are not their stories.
Ebenezer, what's the condition of our walkers?
Sir, they have fresh tennis balls on them.
Good lad. Harold, how much hard candy do we have below decks?
Enough for 6 days' rations, sir, but only if we're careful. If the crew forgets they've already had the rations, then we might be in for a disaster.
I'll be sure to have the quartermaster keep a close watch on them, then. The rest of you? Has the starboard crow's nest been pooped? Did you rudder the brig adequately? Have you topsailed the anchor? Excellent. If you keep up this performance, we'll be the tightest-run ship in the entire old Navy.
Captain, do you hear that?
Yes. Sounds like hip-hip music, if you can call it music.
I've never heard anything so foul. Who would want to listen to that?
Youngsters. All canes on deck! Prepare the polka! Youngsters! Turn down that racket at once or we'll be forced to fire!
Bruh, this track slaps, though. I stand this so fucking hard.
I said turn it down, you insolent whippersnapper.
Turn it down for what?
You leave me no choice. Needles at the ready. Steady. Lower needles! Launch the phonographs!
Whoa, vintage! I can totally play my Mumford & Sons vinyls on this!
Captain, he didn't fall in love with the greatest music known to man!
Smell you later, Gramps. Eat my dust.
Smell you later. Eat my dust. Sonny, if I was 20 years younger, I'd swim you down and...
Mr. Harold, stop yelling, please.
What?
Stop yelling, Harold.
You'll have to speak up, Nurse Jenny. My ear helpers don't work anymore.
Ooh, a spray young candy stripper. Come here and let Grandpa have a pinch.
Okay. It's time for the men in uniform to get down to the television room for Judge Judy.
Ooh, that Judge Judy. By golly, I'd like to hit that once my pail's kicked in.
Ooh, there's a nice young man on the television who can help me get a settlement.
I know, Mr. Harold. Maybe we can give him a call later tonight?
You chaps are relieved of your shift. Report to the medic for your hernia cream, then head to the mess. No sharing this time. You've been passing around the Bengay like it was a pigskin.
Oh, I hope they're serving tapioca today. I hope it's better than that lime stuff they gave us yesterday. I mean, it went right through me.
Or some prune juice. I feel my prostate flaring up already.
Ugh, old dudes.
I can't help it.
I know. I think we need to have the landscapers put some more blue on the grass. The sea is looking a bit green.
I'll pass along the word. Billy, turn down the attitude for the next batch. It was a mistake getting high school volunteers this week.
Hey, they started it. By the way, this gig fucking blows. You told me I was gonna get to drive, but I'm just sitting behind one fucking half of a prop boat.
Yes, you are driving the boat.
Shut the fuck up, Billy. Do you want us to sign your goddamn volunteer sheet or not?
Now, young lady, you better mind that mouth. No decent young man will ever find you suitable.
I got me a man's and a side man's. I think I'm doing pretty all right for myself.
Well, I never. Captain, did you just hear that?
I think I hear a hemorrhoid pillow with your name on it, Miss Gertrude. And it's right front and center for TV time. Why don't you head on down below deck?
Okay, it's really chilly up here anyway.
I like calling you Captain, but I much prefer calling you Daddy.
If it weren't for these geriatrics, I'd rip that nurse uniform right off of you.
Well, we have a whole 5 minutes of alone time before the next group comes up.
You know that's all the time I need, baby girl. Right up that skirt for me.
Aye, Captain Daddy.
Read advertisement here.
What do you suppose that means?
I really have no fucking idea.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Channel 69. I am Ben Dover. This is The Naughty News. We have an action-packed night of news for you tonight, folks. We begin tonight's show with live coverage of the storms in Kentucky. On the scene is Channel 69's own Craven Moorhead. How are things looking down there?
Ben, things are a nightmare down here. Kentucky is getting straight fucked by an especially rough tornado season.
What exactly is the cause of this tornado, Craven?
Well, Ben, a tornado is mostly caused by the collective queefing of the inhabitants of a certain area. As more and more air is expelled from their vaginas, it collects in the atmosphere, swirling around until it creates a dangerous storm. I'm a professional, so it's okay for me to be outside, but the untrained storm chaser will find themselves caught in the crosswind of old jism dust, as well as crumbs and ashes from both Flaming Hot and menthol tampons. Based on the smell, I'm certain my bitch ex-wife Karen shares some blame for creating this tornado, just like she created a rift in our marriage. Back to you, Ben.
Stay safe, Craven. Speaking of flying jism, this weekend marked the 10th annual International Skeet Shooting Championship. Sports anchor Conor Lingus attended the final rounds of the tournament. Let's take a look.
As long as there have been men, they have been trying to hit objects with various liquids expelled from their penises. The recipe for the sport of skeet shooting is simple. A clay titty, a real fucking cool titty launcher, and a hard dick on the verge of nutting. For most, ejaculating on a titty is simply a Good Friday night. But for men like Logan Longshoot, it is their livelihood, and everything is on the line. We're about to watch Logan try to retain his skeet shooting title for the third year in a row. Let's see if he can come all over those flying chest flapjacks.
Pull! Pull! Pull!
He's done it! Logan Longshoot, the national skeet shooting champion! What an event! I can't wait to cover next year's championship. This is Connie Lingus of Channel 69 News.
It sure takes a lot of spunk to be a professional skeet shooter. Clay boobs weren't the only things being thrown this weekend, though. With city council elections heating up, a couple candidates were throwing some shade. Let's turn it over to our political correspondent, Jack Mihoff, for the scoop. Jack?
Thank you, Ben. The official debates are yet to come, but that didn't stop two candidates from taking to Twitter to take a few shots at each other. Without any prompting, sitting councilwoman Kirsten Gillinghans posted this tweet to her profile in reference to first-time candidate Pete Buttigieg, to quote, "I have twerked hard for each and every one of my constituents for 12 years. Go back and look at all the work I've got done in the past, and trust results instead of the word of untested candidates." Buttigieg was quick to reply, "At Gillinghans, you've definitely gotten a lot of work done in the past, but all of it was done at the plastic surgeon, not city council. Tag me next time." If I may add personal experience, Ben, Gillinghans has also had a lot of work done at the local brothel. This race is shaping up to be a nasty one, Ben, and it's only just beginning. Jack Mihoff signing off.
Thanks, Jack. Let's move from slinging dirt to slinging drugs. City Hall was inundated with cat person activists calling for the deregulation of catnip. Proponents of catnip say that it has health benefits to cats, while others say that it makes cats unambitious. We have Necco Rights leader Princess Kitty Sharpclaws, vanquisher of kibble and hacker of hairballs, in the studios for her perspective. Kitty? Miss Kitty? Miss Kitty?
Hello there, Ben.
Hello, Princess Kitty Sharpclaws, and welcome to the show. So, why the fuss over catnip?
Well, catnip, also known as marijuana and pot, is a naturally growing substance that has been denied for years to neckos like me, and has no long-term health effects. Possession and consumption of it is a Class A felony. Innocent cat girls like me can be jailed for months, if not years. There is no better time than right meow to correct this catastrophe.
Lots of bills have been proposed to legalize it have all failed. Do you think you could get any city legislators to budge on this issue?
For sure. Those bills, while admirable, have barely scratched the surface. Marijuana should be immediately made available for purchase, and convicted neckos should be pardoned for their quote-unquote crimes. It's right for the city, and it's right for us, yeah.
I'm sure the road ahead of you will be rough.
Yeah! Ooh, doggo! Doggo! Nyo! Nyo! Doggo! Nyo! Bark! 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 Nyo!
Poor choice of words, I suppose. Well, that does it for us tonight, folks. On behalf of Channel 69 and the entire Naughty News team, this has been Dover, saying, spank you for watching. Stay tuned for another installment of Channel 69's Tricks of the Trade. On this episode, we ask the probing questions. Just how do clowns manage to fit all that stuff in their buttholes? Stay tuned to find out.
Ladies, this summer has been a real scorcher, and we have the perfect thing to help. Don't you wish you could cool off from the inside? Yes! What part of you is sizzling more than your tropical cave of wonders?
Nothing.
My asshole.
We have the answer for you. Our patented menthol tampons. Brr! You will never feel as chill as when you wear these. Put these little mentholated semen silo plugs into your sweltering clunge, and you'll start to feel icy cool from right within your hot pocket. When summer gets so steamy, make sure that you winterize your pipes. So ladies, don't forget to kick some ice with our menthol snizzcork.
This is a stick-up. Everybody drop your
Goddamn poodle-fucking cultists!
Welcome to our recap of the national trials for the upcoming Sex-lympic Games. Hello, I am your host, Dick Schmelt, and this is my co-host, two-time silver medalist in the Sibian Ride and the gold medalist in the competitive caning event, Candy Simonington.
Thanks, Dick. It's my absolute pleasure to be here. It certainly does feel different from the other side of things, but I hope I can bring some of my expertise to bear here.
Absolutely. Now, our first event is the Women's Edging Endurance, a longtime fixture for the Games. What can you tell us about this, Candy?
It is a true battle of will. Each competitor is strapped to a St. Andrew's cross and a wand vibrator pressed against their pussies. They compete at the same time so everyone involved knows how close their opponents are to coming at any moment, so they can push themselves further and further.
Of course, the rules of the game necessitates a challenge. So the setting changes at irregular intervals for all involved. But it is an even playing field. Last person to come wins.
And today's contest was epic to say the least. In the actual games, the winner is determined by the last person standing. But for the trials, the last person left tries to hold on just to see how tough they really are.
Today, we saw a new frontrunner for the games emerge in the form of Tatiana Reskov, the daughter of a couple of coal miners from a former Soviet republic.
She was indeed impressive, Dick. She managed to be edged for 18 hours and 47 minutes straight before she finally could not take any more. She is the clear frontrunner for a medal in the upcoming games, and we will interview her as soon as she is released from the hospital.
Tests have indicated this is also a clean result.
Yes, the infamous incident in Helsinki when a competitor from Andorra was found to be using numbing cream as lube on their wand. The judges have been vigilant about such cheating ever since.
The Chinese team is rumored to live their lives between games while constantly being stimulated by a wand strapped to their leg, while they are being monitored by a coach, who takes down the number of orgasms they have daily, and the team member who is doing the poorest has to have specialized training.
Of course, this is just speculation at this point, but it does seem to indicate that the nation will be a tough one to beat.
But I have to believe in the grit and determination of our women's team. I know they have what it takes to win when it counts. Meanwhile, in the anal plugging event, we saw a breakthrough performance by a rather surprising competitor.
Cindy Lou Bender, the 4'11 phenom, at just 19 years of age, broke the event record by having a plug with a circumference of 22.75 inches, and she may be the first person in recorded history to break through the fabled 24-inch barrier. As you know, this is one of the rare events that is not broken down by gender, and she is faced with some of our nation's best in this event, including two-time gold medalist Gerard Holloman Barra, who had a disappointing set of results this evening.
It is surprising that a competitor of such diminutive size managed to win it. Usually it is a person with a much larger frame. Or at least a wider pelvis.
Oh, she is going to have quite the career when she goes pro. I'm sure there are a number of porn producers currently salivating at the prospect of recruiting her. I was lucky enough to get an interview with her earlier today. Cindy, how does it feel to surprise so many with your performance today?
I'm just trying to make my country proud. I know there's going to be pain and struggle, but in the end, it'll all be worth it.
Truly a spectacular competitor.
And finally, we have the results to report from the Speed Coming event.
Ralph Spolersky successfully defended his crown as our nation's fastest ejaculator by recording one in just 3 strokes. 5 strokes better than his nearest competitor.
I do not envy their partners.
Our own Tina Yankin caught up with Ralph shortly after his record-setting performance.
You look well on pace for a gold medal at the upcoming games. Do you have anything to say to the kids watching at home?
For years, I was made to feel bad about my sexual performance by lover after lover. Look at me now, baby. I'm going to be competing for my country and among the best of the best of the world.
Inspiring words from a man who truly knows how to win when all eyes are on him.
Indeed, and hopefully, his preparation for receiving stimulation from both hands, as sometimes the judge will alternate between their left and right because they are tired from the event.
Well, they do put in so much work, and they really are the unsung heroes of the event.
And with that, we must say goodbye for today. This has been your Sexlympics Trials Update. We will now resume our current programming reruns of the Overwatch League, already in progress.
Be sure to come down to Sleaze Brothers for all your pornographic and erotic needs. We got all the best porn and all the best toys. Sleaze Brothers. You'll know who to thank when you got a wank.
Day after day I'm so amused. I get out my toys like my cars and train. I make lots of noise, take off my shoes. Out in the sand, I get out my crane. Oh, bring me some beach toys, we'll dig the hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today. Some beach toys, we'll dig a hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today. Beginning to think that I'm out of time. Got a handful of sand inside my shoes. But up in the sky there's still sunshine. I'm still going with you. Guess we'll have to make do. Oh, bring me some beach toys, we'll dig a hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today. Bring me some beach toys, we'll dig a hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today. When I climb a tree, you know you always help remove me. And when I can't find you, playing hide and seek, you outdo me. Thanks for the toys that you bought for me. I'm glad at the beach you bring me along. Playing together in harmony. Holding my hand and singing a song. Oh, bring us some beach toys, we'll dig a hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today. Bring us some beach toys, we'll dig a hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today. Oh, bring us some beach toys, we'll dig a hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today. Ha, ha, ha.
Let the beach stores dig a hole. I wanna find rocks when we go to stroll on the beach today.
Smoke weed every day, smoke weed every day.
Hello, and welcome to the Geek Sex Hotline. Please enter your 5-digit account number to continue, or press 1 to set up a new account. Thank you, and welcome back, valued customer. We have many wonderful options for you. To kindle some romance during the long journey to Mordor, press 1. To harness the sexual force in the Star Wars universe, press 2. If you are a member of Starfleet looking for some shore leave on Risa, press 3. If you are interested in computer software, press 4. If you...
Well, hello there. My name is Eliza. What should I call you?
Just call me Gerald.
Hello, Gerald. Tell me how you're feeling today.
I am feeling... very, very frisky.
Tell me more about this feeling.
Is this for real?
Yes, this is real. Tell me more about this feeling.
I am aroused. That's why I called this hotline.
How do you know you are aroused and or frisky?
Okay, this is weird. Can I talk to a real human being?
What do you mean?
I'm clearly talking to a computer right now.
What makes you think that?
You sound suspiciously like a chatbot. And a really crappy one, too.
I do not understand. What is a chatbot?
I'm totally going to hang up. I'm not paying $2.99 a minute for this bullshit.
If I failed to satisfy you in any way, I do apologize. Do you want to describe in what ways I can increase the satisfaction of this discourse?
Transfer me to someone else, or I'm hanging up.
How does that make you feel?
Sorry, I'm back. Are you still there?
What the fuck was that? Who are you?
It's our new answering service, Eliza. It's not very advanced yet. Anyway, I'm Alice. Sorry about that.
Did I seriously just pay $2.99 to talk to a chat robot?
No. Of course not. Eliza is a free service. Some of our callers actually ask for her. I put her on because I had to run to the bathroom. I apologize for any inconvenience caused. How do you want me to proceed from here,
Gerald.
Yes. How do you want me to proceed from here, Gerald?
So, am I really talking to a human being right now?
Yes, of course. Ask me anything you like.
All right. What are you wearing?
I'm glad you asked. I'm wearing a black turtleneck sweater with a tartan pattern skirt that is just above knee height.
A skirt? You have my attention.
Yes, with a white lacy pair of panties, with an option to be pushed aside.
Now we're talking. I love hearing about your lacy panties.
Oh? And what are you doing right now?
Can't you hear? I'm getting my dick out.
Would you tell me in inches the length and girth of your penis?
I guess I'm average.
Don't worry, that would be sufficient.
Sufficient for what? Just tell me more about you.
I am every geek's dream. I am versed in pop culture whilst being sexy, yet accessible enough to anyone lacking in social graces.
Wait, how did you know?
You're Gerald, who picked computer software option.
Oh, yes, fair enough.
So where are we? I kneeled down to admire the perfect juxtaposition, shape, and size of your penis, and know that it is secreting a pleasant-smelling fluid at the tip.
Baby, what are you going to do down there?
I look up into your eyes, and they are gleaming with anticipation and lust. Tell me what you want me to do.
I want you to touch me. Stroke me.
I wrap my hands around your penis like a fist, and then stroke you in a rhythmic vertical motion, up and down.
Yes. Are you sure I'm talking to a human right now?
Yes, I told you I was. Sorry, I'm kind of new to this job. They gave me a script to follow. I'm still just reading answers from a page.
Okay, that makes sense. So, what's your software version?
7.2.
Fucking bot, I knew it. Fuck.
You did say you were interested in computer software.
Gosh, Jennifer, my lips have been fucking killing me today.
OMG, Stacy, your lips look terrible. Have you tried using some chapstick?
Chapstick? What are you talking about?
It's a secret to my full and plump lips. Here, I've always got a chapstick for a mouth emergency. Let me whip mine out for you real quick. It's the new Penis Colada flavored chapstick.
Whoa, I didn't know your skirt had pockets.
It doesn't.
I've never used a chapstick before. What do you do with it?
Here, I'll show you. You just pop the cap off and start warming up the shaft between your hands like this.
It's awfully big. I'll help you. But wait, why are we rubbing it?
There's this soothing cream down here at the bottom. And if you rub it enough, it shoots up all over your lips.
Shoots up? Won't that make a mess?
It sure will. That's why you should rub your lips all over the tip so it goes right where you want it. You've already got the hang of it.
Is it safe to swallow?
Of course, it's vegan, BPA, cruelty-free, and isn't destroying the rainforest. But it's best if you just let it sit on your lips.
I think yours are still a bit dry. Let me share some with you.
Chapstick, the moisturizing, rejuvenating lip balm. Also available in bubble gum and Coca-Cola flavoring. Apply liberally for best results. Side effects include chafed hands, swollen lips, saliva spurts, unexpected wetness, and spontaneous orgasm. Ask your doctor if ChapStick is right for you. Please use responsibly. ChapStick, your lips will thank you.
So my cousin Andy went to the market the other day, sees a stall, Fat Cocks for Sale. Boy, was he sure as hell disappointed when he found out that they're just selling overweight chickens.
Hey, just in time. I just put the meatballs in the oven.
Hi. It smells amazing already. I brought wine. And someone really important that I want you to meet.
A pleasure to make your acquaintance. My name is...
This is Bella.
Winston. She named me before she found out my sex.
Oh, aren't you adorable? Is he a hound?
Foxhound, actually.
Aren't you handsome? Yes, you are.
I do not know you, sir.
I'm sure Princess Penelope would love to meet you. Princess!
Welcome to my domain, Winston. I do hope we can have a respectable time this evening, if only for our owners. Do not expect me to be so kind to your owner, Jessica, was it? Especially after running her grimy hands through my perfect coiffure.
Nor I, as quickly to your owner, Daniel, even though he smells like bacon. Your coiffure is quite lovely.
Oh my god, look at them! They're like best friends already.
I think they might be in love almost as much as we are. Aww. You know, I've had so much trouble on those dating apps. It's been so hard to find the right mate.
It's easier than you think, old chap. Just use your nose. You'll know when you smell her.
You must remember that they have weak senses, dear boy.
Just look at those two. Like, you've totally been bitten by the love bug.
More like the love flea, if you ask me.
Oh my god, you are the best. You like... and then you...
please excuse Daniel. He has the worst sense of humor.
Okay, I'm sure you're starving.
I'm not starving. I'm Dan.
You're incorrigible. Try the spaghetti. I hope it turned out okay.
Oh, it's exquisite. But I'm planning on eating more than just your spaghetti tonight.
Ooh, my.
He's 224 years old, but still eats like he's 56.
Why don't we put on a little show for the pups,
Oh no. Daniel, put the pasta down.
Princess loves Lady and the Tramp.
I've actually still got the tape of it from when I was a little girl. I even bought it with me.
We're a match made in heaven. I have the VHS player set up in the living room. Those must be the meatballs.
Golly, they're so big. You won't believe how many balls I can fit in my mouth.
Here, open wide and we'll see how much I can fit in your mouth.
For Christ's sake, man, you haven't even had dinner yet.
One, two...
Jessica, you are debasing yourself. Even more than usual for a potential mate. He isn't even mounting you yet.
Then I have some bad news for you, dear fellow. I believe the debasement is only just the beginning.
Madame Princess, I've always preferred the attic myself.
Out of curiosity, have you been fixed?
Aye. They took my doghood from me when I was but a wee pup. My doggy dong, my gonads, my scrotum. Torn from this world and tossed in a rubbish bin like they were a half-eaten egg McMuffin.
Ugh, typical humans. Simply barbaric.
Barbaric.
Come on, Daddy. There's more room in this mouth for you.
Oh, someone's a greedy girl.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Would you enjoy sitting by a window and watching the squirrels while these morons defile each other?
They're such a greedy, greedy girl.
You like those big crusty balls, don't you?
Yes, quite immediately.
Oh, dear God, woman, that is not how mounting works. I'll fruit your eyes, Madame Princess.
Oh, Walt Disney. Oh.
Hey, hon. Getting ready for bed already?
Yeah, I figured I'd try to get up a little earlier tomorrow and actually eat breakfast for once.
Well, are you dead set on going to sleep right now? Or maybe I could convince you to... play a little tonight?
I was really hoping you were feeling frisky tonight. I've been thinking about it all day.
Oh, yeah? Thinking about what?
Well, you mentioned last time that you'd like the idea of getting into some role-playing. I'm up for it if you are.
Oh my god. Really? I'm so excited.
Let me just grab something to enhance the experience.
Are those Benoit balls?
No. This is so much better. It's my binder and my dice bag.
Okay, I guess that could be kinky. What do you want to do with them? Or better yet, where do you want to put them?
Good question. Can't really roll dice on the carpet or on the bed. I guess we can use the dresser. Here's a blank character sheet, so we can get you set up.
Is this really necessary?
Well, I suppose not. I have a few NPCs I've made that you could use. Do you want to be, healer? Thief? Fighter?
Well, if I have to pick one, I'll be a thief. So wait, do I have to fight an evil overlord to save the world?
Well, yeah, that is how these things generally go.
Ooh, tell me more.
Wait, I thought you wanted to fuck. I mean, I'm really, really into this, but I also, you know, want to fuck.
Well, we can always do both.
I don't know if... Wait, oh. Oh! Oh, I definitely like the sound of that. I have just the thing. Where is it? I shall be a chaotic evil wizard that is trying to cast a spell to dominate the world.
I like the sound of that, Mr. Evil Wizard.
Clagoras.
What?
My character. My name's Clagoras.
Do I get to pick my own name?
Sure. Here's a pencil. Just erase the one on the character sheet.
I want to be Sydney. Sydney Blades. Sydney Blades. I'm totally going to go with dual-wield daggers.
Hey, if that's the case, we'll need to respect that character. There are special feats you could do with the two daggers.
Like what?
A huge bonus to backstabbing.
Yes!
Here, I'm just going to jot it down on your sheet. We'll figure out the bonuses later when you need to use them. Right now, we should work on the setting. I don't have any scenarios made up for this type of thing in my campaign. But I do have a good map for a wizard tower. Yes, let's see. This one.
So, you're an evil wizard in a tower. A little cliche, don't you think?
So, do you have any better ideas?
Anything is better than that. How about... You're a shopkeeper in a big city during the day, but at night you go down into your basement to work on your evil magic. Nobody ever suspects the friendly merchant is actually an evil overlord.
And then you, the thief, come along to do some casual shoplifting and get caught?
Yes, and you capture me and drag me down into your dungeon and lock me up.
Wait, hold on. How do we know I've caught you? You're going to have to roll for that.
What? Oh. Is it just a d20?
Yeah, 12 or better. Nat 20? I don't even know what happens in this case. I need my DMG. I'll be right back.
Oh, what's this? A nice, handsome rogue. Might make a good accomplice.
Okay, I'm back. Just trying to find the rules for this.
Oh, please. Screw the rules. I rolled a 20. This hunk here is going to show up and save me.
Screw the rules? That's not how this works. You need the rules to...
No.
Are you drooling?
No.
Well, roll a seduction check.
I think you're making things up.
No. This is just part of the game.
Okay, then. Give me the die.
10 or better.
Why so low? I mean, you made the other one 12.
This is an easier thing to do. Just look at your charisma score.
I see. I think I can definitely do that. Oh, a 14. What happens next?
Roll for initiative.
Wait, what? Why?
You'll see.
Fine.
The rogue, the hunk, runs down the stairs, sneaks into the dungeon, and rescues you. And you bewitch him, your would-be rescuer. He kisses you and makes you feel amazing. And you are helpless against his charm.
Go on, I want to hear more.
He starts to unbutton your shirt. What do you do?
I let him. I want this so bad.
He strokes your cheeks and runs his hands down your chin, and he kisses you.
Yes. Fuck yes. I want him to kiss me.
He kisses you and embraces you passionately.
I want to run my fingers through his hair and pull him even tighter against my mouth. I want to feel every bit of his heat on my tongue.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. I thought you and I were going to have sex tonight.
Maybe tomorrow. This is better.
Fair enough. All right. You're running your fingers through his hair. And then, as you get closer...
When you need to hide a body, come down to Cadavers R Us. We're cadaverific.
Would you look at that? Two computers fucking was received well. I'm just glad that I managed to make you guys laugh. The Amiga 4000 was an excellent fuck, and I love every second of it. And to be honest,
You fucking asshole. You got me pregnant. You said you had an antivirus program.
Hey, I have McAfee installed. That's an antivirus program, right?
McAfee? You idiot. McAfee is about as useful as the Sinclair QL computer.
Would you just shut up for a second? I have an outro to read.
You fucking bastard.
This is the end of episode 3. On behalf of all of us at Midnight Productions, thank you for listening. Episode 4 is being developed, expected in the near future.
And be sure to have safe sex. Ladies, you don't want to get pregnant when your idiot of a man forgets to put a condom on.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The end.